Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a monkey shortage, the Slinky, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let him mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Five ticks left in the Super Bowl. The pack they trailed by one. The ball marked near the 50. Favre warmed up his gun, and in the other end zone, a man rose to his feet. Tim, the diehard Packer fan, knew this was destiny. Shirtless, painted green and gold from his forehead to his hiney. The smile slowly left his face. He said, someone hold my liney. He wet his finger, felt the air. A headwind turned their way. Favre, he taught, he's got the gun, but he needs our help, yeah, hey? He lumbered down the steps. His mission now was clear. Neutralize the headwind or wait another year. And as he stepped onto the field, security stopped him short. They asked him who he was. He said, I'm Tim. I'm from up north. Whereabouts, they fired back. Sheboygan, he revealed. What do you catch? He said, mostly pike. They let him on the field. As Favre barked out the signals, Tim chugged a giant beer. And then another, and one after that, as tension filled the air. The ball was snapped, a route was run, Favre unleashed the ball. Never had there been a spiral so clean and far and tall. And then it hit the headwind and started coming back. Tim felt a rumble in his gut. Now was time to act. The burp came out so long and hard, the Yukon felt a breeze. A tidal wave of beer and brats and half a wheel of cheese. The blimp was lost for 7 days. Skybox glass was shattered. An Oshkosh woman lost her teeth. Tim's stomach left in tatters. But the pass came down, the catch was made, and just before Tim died, he was heard to say, the Packer back. Oh, for cry-aye-aye. His headstone reads, Tim gave his life, never did he wince. He tailgates high above old Lambo, grilling brats with Vince.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra. Christy Lee, back to you at the news desk. What's happening?
Experts are saying America is facing a monkey shortage amid a coronavirus-induced surge in demand.
What?
Before vaccine trials are conducted on human volunteers.
Oh,
guess
I
where
see.
They go.
Whoa.
They're tested on monkeys. With more than 100 coronavirus vaccines in development around the world, there are not enough monkeys to meet demand.
Man.
Why don't they just go
with the monkeys?
Wow.
We wanted to make sure we heard it.
Right. Wouldn't it be great if the monkey lobby would get together and they had a monkey spokesman? Yeah, so on behalf of my fellow monkeys, we finally decided to speak
this
out.
This is super controversial.
According to the National Primate Research Center, rhesus macaques are most often used for preclinical trials.
You ever use your macaque for a trial there, Joshy?
Because share about 93% of their genes with humans, and their immune systems respond very similarly
macaque's
to our
been tested,
own.
Many
times. You can't shoot a virus into macaque. Come on now.
Couldn't they go to Thailand and take some of theirs?
See, that's the thing. Remember we had the story about the macaque monkeys invading that town?
Yeah. Right.
And I was saying, get some hunters and shoot them. And
couldn't they round them up and
they were rounding
them
up and castrating them, and they were going to have thousands of them overrunning this.
Right.
Can we import macaques?
Yes. No outdoor dining there. The monkeys will come get you.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I can remember decades ago when I was a kid, we had barrels of them.
Oh, jeez.
Barrels of monkeys.
Worst.
Do you know how you get them?
No. How do you get them?
You get a bed.
Oh.
Put it in the town square.
Jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys.
Jumping on the bed.
Worst toy ever. Should we start a list? Barrel of monkeys.
It was actually a game, wasn't it?
It was a game.
Like there was...
Number one, Barrel of Monkeys. Number two,
Slinky.
Jack.
He's going to put Etch-a-Sketch on
there. Etch-a-Sketch.
Slinky was okay.
I still like a Slinky.
Slinky. Etch-a-Sketch was seconds
right.
of fun.
I like a Slinky.
Yeah, but seconds of, like, a lot of fun.
No. It's like those, you know, those people that have that thing on their desk that has those balls and you pull one out.
Those are great.
A Newton's cradle, yes.
Yeah, that's exciting for 10 seconds.
Cradle.
And then what do you do?
Oh, you can watch it go infinitely. That's the whole idea.
That's so great. That makes life worth living. Yeah,
I'm getting one and I'm putting it right here.
Right
put those
there.
At suicide prevention centers. Well, I was going to kill myself and I saw that.
Clack, clack,
to stick
clack,
around.
Clack.
What about
clack.
The, you like the one where it's all needles and you put your hand in it and it stays printed with your hand?
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Seconds of fun.
Oh, yeah, but great fun.
Did you have clackers when you were a kid? Do you remember the clackers?
Those would, if you got your finger in between those.
Yeah. I had clackers.
I did too.
It was like slamming your hand between two cinder blocks.
Remember, do you know what we're talking about, Tom?
I had clackers here.
Extraordinarily awkward.
I brought them in on the show one morning. I was clacking them in the hallway.
Look at all these clackers.
Oh, no. Don was clacking them in the hallway.
Yeah.
Threw them into the garden.
Yeah,
they're trying
those.
To ignore it.
You guys are doing your own thing over there.
No,
you're trying to make
the Slinky again. You take it out of the box, goes down the stairs once, you're done.
Yeah, if it made it all the way down the stairs,
it was amazing.
And then later on, you're tying it to a tree, then going across the street, hoping to pick off a bicyclist.
Well, if you're a young psychotic.
You know, what is it? What movie was that? Was that The Great Escape? What was the one where they did that?
I have
a Slinky?
No idea.
That was barbed wire, wasn't it?
Sorry.
That's a little different.
Wait a minute. Are you guys saying Slinky was in The Great Escape? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry.
They had to distract the guards, so they gave him a
it's
Slinky.
It's a boring
and they hear,
toy.
Shik, 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 shik. What is that? Foster's...
We cannot underplay
Foster's
how good that impression of a Slinky was.
Shik, shik, shik. Right? Come on.
Not
going
bad.
Down the stairs.
It's not as good as your a golf ball going in the hole.
True.
Yeah, that's
nice.
That's
there you
good.
Go.
And that was a C plus. Usually you get it. You knock that. Yeah,
I do a pretty mean spray bottle.
Go ahead. No.
Oh, I like that.
No.
I like the at the end.
Ace,
that's
you want
nice.
To take that? What do you think?
I give it a B.
Thank you, Ace.
There must be grading on a curve.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, so the big problem in this news story, the actual thing it's discussing is the fact that there's a shortage of these monkeys for testing of COVID virus.
Right.
So this is going to be gigantic. I'm sure PETA will lose their minds.
You know what? They can. We tested on the monkeys.
You know who's got them all? I just remembered.
Who?
Those people at L'Oreal. Hey, hand them over, baby.
We want the rabbits, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That monkey looks
holy
great with that
hell.
Mascara on. But we need him to save lives.
Holy hell.
God, I wish.
Do they still test on bunnies and stuff?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they shoot them into their eyes and stuff.
Well.
They shoot them out of cannons and see if the makeup comes off.
I don't think we know what we're talking about, so we should probably
into
stop
ocean
talking.
Bay full
never
of sharks.
Us before.
That's true.
If you're not hurting the monkeys, you're just testing on them, isn't it fine?
I don't care what happens
what
to
them. What do you
monkeys.
Mean, is
okay,
it
we
fine?
Got, we got plenty of them.
God.
Come on.
You know what? Somebody should, yeah.
Toughen up a little bit, okay? We're trying to save human lives here. Is that okay with
yes.
you?
Yes.
A couple of monkeys, we lose them at, you know, what
yeah.
do they call it? Not core. What's the word I'm looking for? Damage. Collateral damage. Okay, sorry. But you know, although the cool thing about the monkeys, have you seen these tests? Mm-hmm. The monkeys, they keep their masks on.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
knew?
Yeah. yeah, exactly.
They get it.
They even cover their
can't
nose.
Can't get people to.
What I heard.
You know what the irony would be if we started testing it on bats?
Yeah. No,
see if the,
no kidding.
But I'm sure they're.
I know what we can
bodies
do.
Are quite
well, I got an idea. Does anybody have the number of, what was that place? Where was Michael Jackson's estate called? Fantasy?
Neverland.
Neverland.
Let's call up Neverland. See if Bubbles is doing something. He's probably bored.
Oh, yeah. He's rocking in a corner somewhere.
Bubbles is a chimpanzee. Yeah.
Bubbles, you want to test the needle there, Bubbles?
God.
He's mumbling to himself in the fetal position.
He's mumbling. No more. No more.
The things I've seen.
Guys.
Yeah, if Bubbles could talk. Yikes. And then we got to talk about the Slinky, which I claim is the worst toy ever made. It's,
love it. Oh, boy. Mm.
And then Chick was gone, but she loved it.
Yeah, I did, but, too.
Okay, I have a question, Chick.
Yes.
Am I correct in saying you grew up in a ranch house?
I grew up in
no.
a... No, I we...
Double.
I thought it was a ranch.
It was ahead, a double,
Christy.
Wasn't it?
Yes, that ask Christy. She knows all about it.
Oh, jeez.
Well, go ahead. It was a double.
Exactly. The only reason I know that.
Might be
that.
Some humor if you give a kid a Slinky that lives in a ranch.
Right, because, yeah, yeah. It's
a, because
well,
also,
still,
I'll
you
talk
just
to you
sit
is
there
because,
and go, woo!
Because there are no stairs.
I agree on the plastic Slinkies are useless.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the metal ones are
no good. Yeah, the
why
metal
did
great.
They stop? They started making them out of plastic. What the hell? I mean, to save money, obviously, but I mean, why the?
Just put a premium on the metal, that's all.
I mean, it's still one of those things, someday there'll be some guy with some kind of Slinky world record and someone's wasted his own life.
It's got to be out there.
Doing some dumb thing with a Slinky.
How many stairs, you know? Yes, it has to. The world record for the Slinky stairs has to be.
Has someone gone to the famous Batman Joker stairs
right.
in New York? And that's irritating. Has someone gone to the Batman stairs?
There you go,
stairs?
Most stairs descended by a Slinky.
Here it is.
God dang it. Oh, here we go.
Oh, jeez.
Close.
Yeah. 30, achieved by Marty Jobson and Hugh Hunt, both of the UK.
Two guys?
Yep.
Hugh Hunt.
February 18th, 2014.
Probably got a lot of grief as a kid.
30 doesn't sound like very many, does it?
It does not.
Very many
it
at
does
all.
Not.
No.
Lucky Hugh's first name wasn't Mick. Mick, pause, Hunt could really be problematic.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Hugh Hunt. Yes.
One of them was glad they were working with Slinkies, I bet, instead of, no, I don't want to do that again.
Okay, well.
Never mind.
Let's 30 stairs.
Slinky traveled. Here we go. Courtney Miranda and Chris Jensen Slinky traveled on a treadmill for 8 minutes, 43.5 seconds.
Oh, yes! Oh, Jesus. Really?
Yep.
How?
Must have been I'm angled. Just,
I'm
it
just,
must have been tilted up.
Oh, okay.
Longest time for a Slinky to travel on a treadmill.
Most work to get any enjoyment out of the worst toy ever made. You don't appreciate the fact that you had a Slinky in a one-story house?
Of course. But we had stairs in two of the houses that I remember.
But it would be much funnier if you said
the rest
yes,
of it's
it was
a little
ranch.
Blackout.
Thank God.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
Hey, I'll take your Slinky and raise you one.
All right.
I'm an only child. You ever try playing Battleship up against a mirror?
not fun, huh?
Yeah.
Undefeated. Hey, I got a public service announcement real quick.
Public service? Okay. Yes, go ahead.
First of all, I got nothing but love and respect for our men and women working on the roads and highway departments this great country.
Hear, hear.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't do what they do. And thank you all for making our roads safe for me, my boat, my Uncle Sonny's 72 El Camino.
Mm-hmm. That's the best year.
All precious metals. You guys work 3 feet away from semis running like Smokey and the Bandit. I don't know how much you get paid, but I say quadruple it.
I agree.
You know, hell, even double it. That being said,
yes.
Are you guys not out of orange barrels or cones yet? Swear to God. I tried going down the store yesterday morning. Trip usually takes me about 10 minutes. But with all the road construction, I just got back 4 minutes ago.
Wow.
Yikes.
I swear to God, man, I could have circumnauseated the entire state of Florida and all that. There's so much construction in my town that I've started carrying road flares, a pillow, and a copy of Jugs magazine in the car with me.
Oh, Jugs, nice.
That way I get catched up on some rubbing and reading while sitting in construction traffic 24/7.
I know what you mean.
I'm beginning to think all this road work across the country is part of a bigger conspiracy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no. What kind?
I don't know if you still watch Geraldo, Tom, but he says the same. You know the government's somehow making money off all these barrels and cones.
Well, they did.
Probably something about the uranium in them. That reminds me. I wish I could get in on the front end of some money-making venture sometime, like them dudes on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. What do you got in mind?
Well, my cousin Lonnie tells me all the time, you know, that my inventions are way better than half them losers on that show.
Really? You got something in like mind? What? I mean, you got a dynamic.
Well, he's on house arrest, and he bench-watches it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he never leaves the couch. So he basically inspired me to do this. Today on the Bob and Tom Show, I'm Donnie Baker, and I'm pleased to announce my new invention, the My Car Pillow. My Car Pillow is made from NASA-tested space and beechwood H fibers, guaranteed to be hyperallergenic.
Oh, hyperallergenic.
I swear to God, the My Car Pillow is perfect for super long trips or sneaking in maybe a quick nap when construction kicks your ass.
Sure.
And now instead of getting home all angry and frustrated, you'll get your family well rested, eager to mow the yard, do chores, even tackle the kids' homework. Don't drive a car. Don't worry. Donnie Baker has you covered. Yeah. I'm also introducing the all-new My Truck Pillow, My RV Pillow, and the My Motorcycle Pillow.
Oh, really?
Don't get caught in construction again without the Donnie Baker My Car Pillow combos. When you're sitting in gridlock and sick of staring at brake lights, our slogan is, don't get road rage, take a nap.
Oh,
don't worry, guys. There's still plenty of time to still get in on the ground floor because, you know, our company's still in its infancy. And I'm currently seeking, just like they say on Shark Tank, to lay it out, including a mission statement. I need $100,000 for 2% stake in Donnie Baker Enterprises, LLC, ATV, remember FDIC, all of it. And, Tom, before you say yes, over the past 6 months, I've already sold over 400 of my car pillows.
Oh.
I'm currently selling my car pillows online and down at the Lev's truck stop off exit 27.
Wow.
And before you even ask, I've got all the numbers for you.
Let's hear it.
Currently, I'm making the My Car Pillows for $9 a pillow.
Right.
Okay. But I'm able to sell them for only $5.
So you're losing money, Donnie.
What are you talking about, Tom? No, I make my money off of profits, dumbass.
Well, that's... okay, well, you're going to...
Yeah, that's great. I'm a little short, Donnie, so I'm out. Hang up.
Yeah, me too.
Bastard.
Oh! Good. Wow.
The My Truck Pillow.
Yeah.
Handy. Well, thank you very much.
I'd like to see how that motorcycle pillow works.
I would, too. I'm going to say it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I can't hear.
Hey, the largest collection of slinky toys.
Yes.
1,054.
Oh, yeah.
Belongs to a woman in New Mexico.
Yes, all gladly given to some stranger by a kid going, okay, this is, I've seen this for 1 minute. I'm done with it.
We have contest news.
Yes,
you want to hear this?
Oh.
Russian grave diggers have taken part in a speed digging contest after organizers for Grave Mayhem 2020 made several scheduling and location changes for the competition. Grave diggers from Tomsk, Siberia decided to hold their own. Five teams gathered in a local cemetery last weekend to dig holes measuring 6.5 feet long, 3 feet wide, 5 feet deep as judges looked on.
5 feet deep?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's Russia. Yeah,
you know.
You don't have to. I thought you had to go
6 feet.
I thought you had the because the animals can dig them up or something.
Huh. Well, I don't think they're actually burying people. They're just digging the holes. winner of the local competition.
Yeah, they don't have to put someone in there.
Yeah, you don't have to actually dug a grave. What do you
think? Well, I mean,
would...
what's that guy's name? Alexei Navalny. They tried getting rid of him, and he's alive in a German hospital.
Oh, you know,
so
that's
the,
wow. Why don't we do something fun here?
Just saying.
There you go.
You're talking about the Ruskies. Let's face it.
How long do you think
let's
it takes?
Let's get real here.
To dig a hole measuring 6.5 feet, 3 feet,
oh,
5 feet deep.
Just one guy?
Two guys.
Two guys. I'm going to say 12 minutes. These guys
what?
Are good.
They're
professional sextons.
No way.
I'm going to say hour and 45 minutes.
It says five teams, but it doesn't say how many people are on the teams. That,
huh. All right, I'll go 18 minutes.
Yeah.
52 minutes was the winner.
Wow.
Well, these guys are slow.
The last digger clocked in at 68 minutes. Wonder if it's one guy. Is it one guy? Thanks.
Don't you use a backhoe?
No.
Well, I think they probably do
like
in
a
real
thing
life.
Wanted, they wanted a hand-dug grave.
I'm going to insist on
you
it.
Got, yeah. I went to Whole Foods and I got the hand-dug grave.
I'm getting the handgun.
And look, these guys are from Moscow. I understand they're...
Here we go.
Here it comes.
Well, they're quick because they're always Russian.
That's unbelievably bad. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at this now. It's one guy. So okay. It's just one guy digging.
My will specifically states that I will have a hand-dug grave and that my brothers have to dig it.
Oh, jeez.
No way. Wow.
That took a horrible turn.
That's right. We can all dig it. Dig it. Dig it, baby.
God, I love this song. That's soul. Can you dig it, baby? Don't you wish you could sing like that? Can you dig it, Christy?
Yes, I can dig it.
Mm-hmm. She can dig it.
Why do they?
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
Jam lyrics in there. No, I can't dig it.
You can't dig it?
No, I like
fine.
The instrumental
so
better.
Welcome to the Bob and Tom Show,
jammed
where
lyrics
Chick McGee
there.
Can't dig it.
I will not. No,
well,
I will
this is
not
shocking
dig
news.
It. I will oh. not dig
oh.
it.
Oh, not only can't he won't.
That's no. right.
Well.
What do you think of that?
I am going to dig it.
Well, you go ahead and dig it.
Sometimes I need to review some of this stuff.
Yeah, maybe you should. I couldn't believe we did a gravedigger story to start with. You dummy.
Well, I think it demonstrates that this COVID thing isn't bad for all businesses.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I mean, if you're in Brazil or you're in Peru, they got
to... Yeah, nobody's talking to funeral directors.
My Lord.
Oh, actually, this thing has been pretty good for us.
Wow. We've made how much money? Hand over fist.
And well, that's incredibly sad, really.
Well, this is just this is a grisly contest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams?
Leave it to the Ruskies. Okay, Christy, give me the teaser.
Well, we have drones in the news again. We have
Christy. Drones.
Yeah. No, we already did sports.
Oh, my
Oh, ladies.
You know
and
what?
Gentlemen.
I'm not going to sit here while you disparage my friend.
Yes, you are. You're not going to get up.
Stay. Oh,
I'm sorry, Jake.
Mark.
Wow. I tried to defend you and I got hurt.
I know.
Mark's the one getting the dope.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.